When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. I am your host today, the unprofessional beauty lover. Just feeling it too, feeling every ounce of that statement. Lindsay Kelk, it's so nice to be chatting to you. And relax, we are just here right now. Like, let's all just take a minute to say, here we are for some full coverage time, just us, chatting about beauty, feeling good about that fact. I'm trying not to get mad. I'm trying not to get stressed about stuff at the moment. I don't know if you're into it or into these things, but like Mercury's in retrograde and I feel every inch of it. It's like, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. You know, normally I'll be like, ooh, that stuff's nonsense. But right now I'm feeling that Mercurial retrograde. But it's okay, because we're just here today to have a lovely chat about makeup. And in new news, we have a ton of skincare to talk about, which is interesting because skincare is not traditionally a holiday period launch, and we're very much in the holiday launch period season at this point. It's October, it's basically Christmas. I'm sure some of you are already starting to decorate and watch Elf. I know some people are loyalists to Halloween. We also celebrate Halloween in this house. And we have gone like a bit all out on decorations this year. We've put stuff in the front yard. We've got like gravestones in the front yard. We've decorated our tree in the back garden with chains and spider webs and stuff. And it's like, yeah, we're doing it because 2020. But it is basically Christmas, let's be honest. So we're all excited about that, but it is interesting to see so many skincare launches at this time of year, and it's interesting to see how many of you are incredibly lovely and delightful and sent me your highlights of the week. So later on in the show, we're going to be listening to the highlights of the week of some of our wonderful pod fam. You will hear if you're on there or not when we get to that part of the show. But for right now, let's start with some new news. New news. God, I love new news. There's just so much of it. That's basically all I've got to say. There's a lot of new news. So what we're doing is starting with some skincare bits and pieces, as I mentioned, and then we'll move on to the makeup I want to tell you about. I think one of the biggest trends that I'm seeing come through very quickly, and it's stuff that's already out or stuff that's launched relatively recently that can be pushed into this corner, is a range of products that will deal with everyone's new favorite marketing term, maskne. Now, hopefully you own a mask. Hopefully you're wearing a mask. Hopefully you understand science is a thing. And if not, feel free to turn me off right now because I might bang on about it a little bit. And if that's not your jam, too bad. So maskne is a frustrating situation because maskne covers spots that are created from wearing a face mask, a face covering, if you don't want to catch COVID or give people COVID because you are a decent human. Now, getting a couple of spots, I would argue, is a little bit better than giving or getting coronavirus. But hey, I understand that it's frustrating. So I have also suffered with it. I have got a couple of really unpleasant under the skin, big boogers, let's be honest. They're not pleasant, but I do know that they have seemed to come about for me when I have re-worn a mask rather than washing it and wearing a new one every time. Now, that's frustrating. You can't always wash your mask every single time. Sometimes you forget. Sometimes, you know, we don't all have a million masks yet. I think we will. By the end of the year, we'll all have several thousand masks to choose from. But there's a lot of products out there. I don't think anyone needs to do anything crazy, dramatic, drastic, because you don't want to upset your skin more. Maskne is created by irritation friction and bacteria seems to be the key reasons as why people are seeing this come up. So they're the issues you need to deal with. Friction, you can deal with by wearing mask liners, by wearing soft masks, the silk masks, it's turning out, are turning out to be really good. Silk masks are getting great reviews because silk is a very clean fabric and it's tightly woven so it doesn't irritate your skin so much. That's why people sleep on silk pillowcases and use silk eye masks. We love silk, so if you can afford or if you can access silk masks, that's a great option. And then with the bacteria, it's just really about keeping your mask clean and keeping your face clean. So sure, if you want to use a product with salicylic acid, that's going to help break down bacteria and just the bad stuff on your face. But you also don't want to like do anything too harsh to your skin. So salicylic acid dries you out, you could be causing other problems. So products that have launched recently that could be interesting. Bliss actually sent us some products from a new skincare range. First time Bliss has ever sent us anything, and there was no note. I don't know how it came to us, but they were like, bitches need this. And it is actually really lovely. There's the new Clear Genius line, and one of the products is a clarifying gel cleanser with BHA, so beta hydroxy acids, and Brazilian seawater. I don't know what's special about the Brazilian seawater per se, but it's got salicylic acid on it, and it's still quite a gentle cleanser. So what I will do is, if I sense something brewing that I do not want on me chops, I'll use that cleanser at night, and really just on the lower half of my face, because my maskne or my zits in general tend to come in cheek below the cheekbone, so jawline area, occasional chin. So I'll use it on that area and that area only. There's also a Clear Genius clarifying toner serum with salicylic acid, witch hazel, niacinamide, zinc, and cica in as well, which is interesting. It's got that sort of, I don't want to say, it's not a watery essence. It's like a, it's kind of like the Rihanna fat water. It's got that jelly water essence thing going on, which I think is really interesting and really nice. Don't hate that. So they're really good, I think. I've also been sent, and these I've been sent to try, and I haven't tried them yet, so I'm just saying that these are out and an option. And it's a company called Balm Labs. I believe this is a Canadian company, but they do ship to other places. Obviously, I'm in LA, so that was convenient. They have a clear balm system, which is a three-step system. Now, at first I was like, well, what, like Proactiv or all those products that are three-step systems? And I'm like, oh no, I don't like the sound of that. But when I looked at it, the idea behind this is that they dry out and help acne-prone skin. And specifically, it's talks about adult acne, but obviously acne is acne. But it talks about helping with acne without drying agents like salicylic acid or benzoyl peroxide. My doctor prescribed me benzoyl peroxide when I started getting acne again recently, when I came off the medications that I was on, when I came off spironolactone, and it bleached all my sheets. So I was just putting it on my spot treating spots with it at nighttime, and then went to bed and it bleached the pink out of my beautiful pink sheets. So I'm not putting that on my face anymore, because if it'll bleach sheets, I don't think I want it on my face. But you know, each to their own. But the point of Balm Labs, of the clear balm system, is it doesn't have benzoyl peroxide or salicylic acid in it. It has, there is Bixo, I can't pronounce any of these things, but Bixo Orellana, I don't know, seed extract. It's a seed extract, which is clinically proven to reduce oil production. Interesting. There's natural AHAs from sugarcane, sugar maple, bilberry, citrus fruits. There's hyaluronic acid, which we love. There's niacinamide, there's squalane. We love us some squalane. And full spectrum hemp-derived CBD, because who doesn't love CBD in 2020? Oh my God, remember when CBD was like CBD everything, and then COVID came and now it's maskne everything? Who could have foreseen? Not I. Another product that I actually, so I owe an apology, let's be honest, let's start this in reality. A product I owe an apology to are acne cover dots. Now, these have been out for a while. Zit Sticker, there's a, is it COSRX? these are not new. The little plastic stickers, I say plastic, you know what I mean, the little stickers that you whack over a zit that allegedly dry it out and draw all the crap out and stop you from picking it and all that nonsense. You can even tell by the way I'm describing it, I have not taken these things seriously in the past, but I have started using them to cover spots as they pop up to protect them from my mask. If I'm wearing my mask again or I'm wearing a new mask, I don't want the mask irritating the zit that's already there. So I started putting one of these over the top and it really helped. And now I'm like having to question everything that I've ever believed. The brand I've been using is called Ollie Bell, O-L-L-I-E, Bell, B-E-L-L-E, like my cat. And I just think they're really good. These are the best ones I have personally tried, and I've tried a bunch of them. But they're tapered edges, so they sit really close to the skin. You can't really see them once they're on. They're the best for that. They're matte, so they're not shiny. You can't see them from a mile away. I've worn them when I've been doing like Zoom meetings and stuff, and you cannot see them. Like, you cannot see them. I've applied makeup over the top of them, and they've been totally fine. One of the great things is they do take the redness down. So a lot of the spots I've had have been like extremely red. And because this has got the, plastic, the clear, sort of mattish, clear, opaque plastic, it takes the redness out. So on my obscenely pale skin, it actually really works as practically works as a concealer for me also. If you have different skin tones, obviously that's not going to be the case, but a real bonus if you are the palest girl in the world. If you are Casper the Friendly Ghost, these Ollie Bell stickers, Cover Dot Acne Care, are really going to sort you out. So I appreciate that. Moving on to non-specific maskne related skincare that we've been sent to try, this is something I'm actually quite excited about. So this is a company called Orpheus. It is an indie, yay indie. Like, remember when we were all like, yay indie? Again, very excited. And it is a serum and an essence. It's a duo at the moment. There's two products. Again, we love a company that comes out with a curated line and doesn't just launch with 25,000 products that you couldn't help to understand. Help to understand, hope to understand. I can help you understand them. I'm going to help you understand them. So Orpheus, the hero product is the Resurrection All-in-One Serum. Now, the description I don't love so much because it says Youth Restoring Orpheus Flower Cell Peptide Complex. You can't restore my youth, babes. I'm 40. It happened. You can't make me 17 again, and I would cut you if you tried. But what you can do, I guess, is what it's saying is boost collagen and give me plump, firmer skin, which is something I need because my body literally saw that it was my 40th birthday and just went, let's completely fall apart. So that's fun. And what this product claims to do, the Orpheus Resurrection All-in-One Serum, it claims to just do just that. It's to resurrect skin. So it has Orpheus Flower Cell Peptide Complex. Don't make me play you the Nadine Bagger clip about pentapeptides.
Right now, I think the hottest anti-aging ingredients around are pentapeptides.
We love you, Nadine. So it has the Orpheus Flower Cell pentapeptides, they're just peptides. I don't know how many peptides are on there, if it's a hexapeptide or a quad peptide. There's so many peptides these days. It's an Orpheus Flower Cell peptide, which increases natural collagen and elastin production. There's also vitamin C in here, and as ascorbic acid is in here. There is niacinamide in here, which we love, helps us even our skin tone, something that does give a more youthful appearance to skin. There is also Lactobacillus probiotic ferment. Did I say that right? Who can say? But that helps your microbiome, so it makes your skin healthier in general. And there's also dual weight hyaluronic acid and snow mushroom extract. So there's multi-layer hydration in here. And I haven't tried this long enough to tell you that it is great. But I've tried it long enough to tell you that it's really nice. I love that it's got most of what I need in it. It's got the vitamin C, it's got the niacinamide, which I like. It's got the peptides, which are going to increase my collagen production, which I need. And it's got the hyaluronic acid, which I absolutely love. So there's a lot in here that is really good. That's in the serum. And then you have the Bioluminous Dewy Essence, which is kind of like, it's like a sister product. It's a spritz, but it's an essence spritz rather than just saying it's just a spray. It is an essence. It's got stuff in it. It's got that same flower cell peptide complex in it. It's got the probiotic ferment in it. It's also got a ton of vitamins. It's got C, E, B3 and B5, which is delightful. And again, it's got the dual weight hyaluronic acid and some bio-organic rose hydrosol. So it's a really lovely, lovely, lovely hydrating spritz that works in tandem with the serum. So I'm pro. Neither of these products are bargainous. Like, it is not an inexpensive selection. If you go to their website, which is orpheus-skin.com, you can buy the two of them at $170. So it's not a bargainous skincare product, but it is saying you just need these two products. And when you can reduce the number of products in your skincare, I think that's a good thing. So check it out. It's orpheusskin.com. There's a hyphen between Orpheus and Skin. They're really pretty as well. Not that it matters. But I'm going to keep testing them because I'm enjoying using them. And I think a lot of the time with skincare, that's half the battle, isn't it? You have to like enjoy using it. Otherwise, what's the point? Just want to shout out because I know there's been some skincare scandals online because people are bored apparently again recently with someone writing an article saying that a skincare regime is a product of the patriarchy and capitalism. I feel like that person is barking up the wrong tree with this audience anyway, but I do just want to remind everyone that your skincare routine is entirely up to you and should be budgeted according to your own budget and towards your own financial restrictions. So don't go into debt for skincare and don't feel like you have to do something just because someone told you to. Do what you want to do. Do what you think your skin likes and what you enjoy and what you need. And don't go into debt for skincare. Again, let's say it one more time. The idea that anyone would sit here and be like, people are going into debt because of capitalism and the patriarchy telling them what they should do with their skin. No one I know, because I know smart people. Smart people who don't fall for things like the patriarchy. So anyway, moving on to an affordable option. Again, this isn't the patriarchy. This is what my nan used. We got sent a bunch of stuff from Olay, which I just like saying because Olay. In my day, not even in my day, in my nan's day, Oil of Olay. Pour one out for Oil of Olay Beauty Fluid. Don't pour out the beauty fluid, that would be a waste. And don't pour out booze, I mean, come on. But anyway, Olay reached out to us and said, can we send you some stuff? And I was like, sure, because I really haven't thought about Olay since I last bought it for my nan. And my nan passed away 6.5 years ago. So it's been a minute since I really, really thought about Olay. It turns out they've got loads and loads of stuff, and a lot of their stuff is really good. Now, I'm so lucky, and I say this fully aware of my privilege and fully aware of what I'm going to tell you is my highlight of the week this week. I get sent a lot of skincare to try. For example, everything I've talked about today so far are things that I've been sent to try. So Bliss products, these Balm Lab products, the Orpheus products. These are top tier, pricey, luxury skincare products that you don't need, but if they're in your budget and you enjoy them, you can get them. Olay is something that is pretty much in everyone's budget, and it's really good. When you buy an Olay product, you're not buying the marketing, you're not buying the model holding the bottle and the pages of Vogue, you're not buying a lifestyle, you're not buying an aspiration, you're buying something that works, that has had decades of science and research poured into it. When it's coming from a company as big as Olay, do you know how many scientists they employ? Do you know how many labs they work with? Do you know how much research they do? It is an awful fucking lot, not to put too fine a point on it. So ultimately, it's just a really good place to go. I always say, if it's not in your budget to go out looking for these super hyper priced luxe products, when you go to the drugstore, look for the names you know. If you are buying something from Neutrogena, you know they've done the time and the research because they've got the money to do it. If you buy something from Olay, you know they've done the research because they have the time and the money to do it. The packaging isn't going to be heavy. It's not going to be sexy glass jars with like silver inlaid crystal lids. It's going to be functional and it's going to get the job done. That's where you're saving your money, on the packaging and without the super swanky marketing. You're not getting, you're not doing a crazy markup. You're actually paying for what's in the jar. And I've been testing out a few different pieces, and the things I'm most interested in from what I've tried out the Retinol 24 line, because I am gearing back up with my retinol, because again, don't know if I mentioned this, 40. So I am really interested in some trying out some drugstore retinol options, because all of the retinols I've used previously have been either doctor brands or prescription. So I really wanted to try out the Olay options and see how good they were. And then also, because the weather here has been insane and my skin is just so confused about what's going on, the Olay Regenerist Ultra Rich Hydrating Moisturizer. Now, I used to buy my Nan Regenerist, so I'm like, it can't be for me. But once again, in case I'm not mistaken, I'm 40. So it's designed to hydrate and visibly firm skin. My neck is literally falling off my body. It's like my throat was like, I'm not having a nice time. I'm going to try and pop down a few inches and see what's happening down there. And I'm like, don't though. Like, I don't, because I think you'll like it more where you are. So I've been using that on my throat and on my decolletage, and I've really been liking it. It is the Ultra Rich Cream, as I said, from the Regenerist line, which is the red jar. I've also got the Regenerist Whip, which is like a much lighter formula of the same sort of product. But I just love the really luxe, gorgeous rich cream of the ultimate cream. And it's ultimate cream, but it's still like under $40, and I'm pretty sure you can get it on sale literally everywhere, so you're never gonna pay that much for it. Just super comparable to me to like an Estee Lauder, not the Daywear, because Daywear Rich, I guess, or even like an Elemis Pro Collagen Marine Cream Rich. And I'm gonna talk about that later. Like, I fucking love Elemis, and you know that. If it wasn't in my budget, I would happily use these Olay options. They're just really lovely. And the older I get, again, I don't know if I mentioned it, and the more I learn about skincare and the more I learn about everything that's out there, I just have a much harder time spending a lot of money on something when I know there is an adequate option and a lower price range. And if you subscribe to the Caroline Hirons skincare Caroline Hirons skincare mindset, which I'm sure 99% of us do, your moisturizer is your top coat. Your moisturizer is the last thing you should be worrying about. All your money should be in your actives, in your serums, in your treatments if you're getting them. The moisturizer is just what seals it all in and locks it down. Like, you don't need to spend a ton of money on your moisturizer. So these are great options. And I, like, thank you, LA, for sending us them to try, because I wouldn't have otherwise. So yay to Full Coverage getting sent stuff. Firstly, we love that, because my bank managers told me to stop buying things. And secondly, because I wouldn't have tried it otherwise. So thank you. And hopefully, like, someone at home is listening to this now and is thinking, like, wait, I need a new moisturizer, and I could spend $100 on one, or I could go and spend $30 on an Olay and see how that works out. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, you can probably take it back. But yeah, that's what we've got. And I'm very pleased with it. Moving on, away from skincare, couple of beauty conversations I would like us to have. And they are about two brands that launched recently, and I've had a lot of questions. I've talked about them a little bit on my Instagram, and I'm going to talk about them a little bit more now. So, Byredo Beauty launched, Byredo Makeup launched. I got my mitts on some of the colour sticks, and I got my mitts on one of the lipsticks. The lipstick I got in Red Armchair is absolutely stunningly beautiful. The lipstick itself is like a very lovely colour. The lipstick in the actual juice of the lipstick, as it were, is totally cool and fine. It's not like the greatest lipstick I've ever used. It's far from the worst. It's like top end of good, but it's not like mind-blowingly incredible. This is the best lipstick I've ever used in my entire life. But the packaging, I hate myself right now, is stunning. The packaging is art, basically. It's like this very sculptural horn. It's supposed to look like a horn. I'm just saying horn. I like saying horn, but it's gorgeous. Basically, it's beautiful. It's heavy. It comes in a box. It comes in a bag, in a box, in a bag. Madness. And it's just like a really beautiful gift. I just think it's absolutely a stunning luxe gift to self or gift to friend. Like, you can't go wrong with it. It's a very decent lipstick in and of itself, but the delivery and the execution of it is stunning. The color sticks, I'm still a little bit more on the fence with. They're supposed to be sticks that you can use all over your face. The art that launched them with Byredo is very directional, very editorial. I got a one called Kumiko, which is like a greenish gold, which actually was a lot lighter of a green than I anticipated when I got it out and tried it on my eyes. I got Golden Sands, as you can imagine, it's Golden Sands. And I got Sick Pink, which is a gorgeous blue fuchsia pink. Very bright. Knowing that I would use those three all over my face, I could use the green on my eyes, I could use Golden Sands on my eyes and maybe as a highlight, and the Sick Pink I could use on my lips and my cheeks, so I could test them all adequately. And Sick Pink I love. It's gorgeous on cheeks, it melts in really easily, it blends really easily, it's nice on lips. Usually when things are multi-purpose sticks, they work much better in one part of your skin than the other. I thought they were both great on lips and cheeks. Not the super longest lasting product of all time, but maybe you don't need it to be the super longest lasting product of all time, because they're really easy to carry around and they're just really fun to use. The green and the gold that I got for my eyes, like, they're just very sheer. And I anticipated them being a lot darker. When you look at the editorial visuals and the beauty photography that goes with the launch, they're very vivid, vibrant colours that they've got there. And you can layer it up, but as soon as you start to layer on your eyes, you're getting creasing, you're getting movement, and they're not products that are for definition. They're not products that are designed to, you know, set. They are designed to move, and it's that very sexy, sludgy, rock star, smoky vibe. But for me, it was kind of a miss on the eyes because it just wouldn't stay put and they faded out so quickly. They went into my eye crease on the top of my eye and I just lost them completely. So I was kind of down on those. But the Sick Pink for the cheeks and the lips I loved, and the lipstick I loved. I haven't tried the lip balms or the mascara yet. I keep hearing amazing things about the mascara. I know Katie Jane Hughes has been posting great stuff about the mascara, so I do want to get my hands on that and try it. But it's interesting. I think, again, it's just very much a luxe beauty line that's like, maybe it's not going to be the most functional of all time, but it's absolutely stunning and beautiful. And if you find a color in it that you love, you should get it and you should try it, and you'll probably love it because it's beautifully executed. The packaging again on the color sticks, gorgeous. But it's not going to be top of my list of launches for this year. Speaking of which, the other launch has sort of come and gone with a bit of a damp squib, I felt. Maybe that's just me. Would love to hear your feedback. But Makeup by Mario has launched, and was so much, you know, there was a lot of like hurrah around it. That's a technical beauty term. There was a lot of noise, there was a lot of excitement. It was a huge deal. This was Makeup by Mario, was launching into Sephora. Mario was bringing us all of his professional know-how into this eye collection. It launched and then it just kind of went quiet. So I don't know if it's quiet just because everything has gone kind of quiet this year. Like, it's 2020, who knows? But I haven't really seen that many people talking about it. I haven't seen that many people using it in videos or using it online. And usually when something launches, stuff keeps, you know, it's new. So you would see it over the next few weeks because people are like, oh, I'm still so obsessed with it. And I'm not really seeing it. What I have that I have enjoyed, like, I love the eyeliner pencils. I will say that. I think the eyeliner pencils are really great. I love the brush on the end. It's really great for smoking out a pencil line, for creating a shape. You get a lot of playtime with it before it sets, and I love those. I also really love, you just maybe heard it click closed on the mic, the Master Secret Glow, which is a glow highlighter, which looks like nothing in the pan, which just delights me because I'm like, it's like magic. It's just a clear glow gel, and there's no shimmer in it, there's no glitter in it. It's just an absolutely gorgeous transparent glow, which you tap onto cheekbones or onto your eyes or whatever, and you get a very sexy, expensive looking sheen finish, which is stunning. And I have enjoyed that, and I like the packaging. I think you get a decent amount for the money. I've also got the Master Metallics eyeshadow palette, when we talked about these before they launched, I said they had like a NARS vibe to them in the 12 pan set and the color choices. I still kind of feel that. I'm not super over impressed with it. I've used all of the colors. I have the Massa Metallics. They're sort of four pinky tones, four golden tones, and then two bluish grays, a dark gold green and a light gold green. So it's also like a very haphazard placed palette. When you look at the palette, I can see the quads, how they would work, but none of the colors are where I would want them. It drives me slightly crazy. Like the two bluish colors are separated by a pale gold. Why are you doing that to me? Pale yellow gold. The four pinks are separated. It's stressful, and it shouldn't be. But ultimately, it's like a perfectly reasonable, functional palette, but it's not mind-blowing. The pigment isn't super intense. It's buildable, and I know sometimes it's better to be buildable than to be too intense. But I think I wanted more impact from it. I didn't get it. The product that I think I've been most impressed by, realistically, is the product I'm going to use the least, but it is the one that I love the most, and that's the Master Metals eyeshadow palette that has the liquid foil effect. So the first palette I just talked about was Master Metallics, which is the metallic eyeshadow palette. There is a metallic palette and a matte palette. I haven't tried the matte, cannot speak to it. But the Master Metals is the palette that has the four foil shades in, and you use it with the what's it called, Master Metal Manipulator. It's just taking the piss. The Master Metal Manipulator, and you scrape a little bit of the foil into the palette, you mix it with a manipulator, and you get a liquid or a cream, and you can create cream eyeshadows or wherever you want to put them, really, just cream colors or liquid colors. You can create cool eyeliner effects, you can mix them together to get individual colors. It's really great. I don't think it exists anywhere else in consumer makeup in this form or in this the ease of use that he has created here. Obviously, it very much exists in pro makeup, and he's brought that and made it accessible. If we were having Halloween parties and Christmas parties this year, I'd be all over it because it's going to be amazing for cool face art. But we're not, so. I'm just going to be enjoying a rose gold metallic foil eyeliner in my own home, and that's fine. I think that's gorgeous. I'm just a little bit amiss as to how much it's going to get used by everyone. That's not to say it's not going to get used. It is. It's gorgeous, and I do recommend it if you're in the market for it. But the rest of it was just kind of like fine, you know? I think I just wanted it to be better than fine, and it's not. Happily, what is better than fine, and this is the first Christmas gift set we're going to talk about, and we're going to be talking more about Christmas gifting as we go on, but I really wanted to draw your attention to these now before they sell out, because I think that they could. Sephora has a couple of rare beauty gift sets, and oh my god, where is Difficult Eyes when I need her? They're minis. I didn't realize quite how many until I bought them and they arrived. They really are tiny, but in Best of Rare Beauty lip and cheek set, you get a matte lip cream, a lip balm, and two of the liquid blushes. And that's why I bought it, because the liquid blush, as you all know, the dewy blush in Lucky, has been my product of the year so far. I'm obsessed with it. I wear it every day. I wear it on my cheeks. I wear it on my lips. I absolutely love it. And this first set contains Love in matte blush, and Joy as a dewy blush, and then there's also the Support lip balm and Transform matte lip cream. They're really dinky, but because the pigment is so ridiculously intense, dinky is fine. Dinky's gonna last you. Like, I'm never gonna finish that Lucky cheek product ever in a million years, even though I use it every day, because the pigment is bonkers. In the second set, which is just a two-piece set, you get a lip balm and a liquid blush. The lip balm is in Thankful and the blush is Bliss, matte Bliss. So I now have Love, Joy and Bliss, which is exciting, and the Thankful and Support lip balms to try, and the Transform matte lip. So it's a pretty good deal. I genuinely think if you haven't tried Rare yet, or you're on the fence, or even if you love it and you just really want to try some more of the colours without paying for full price product, these are great options. If they made a dinky version of the Lucky Cheek Blush, blush cheek, I would buy it because I just love it so much. But these are great. They're on sale now, so run, don't walk, order them from Sephora. Is it run, don't walk to your computer or your phone? Order them from Sephora. Or I'm pretty sure the holiday deals start soon where you'll get your VIB discounts, 20%, 15%, or 10% off. So you could hang on for that if you're prepared to wait. Probably not going to sell out before then, but I think they will go. So just put them in your basket and like crush fingers if you feel like taking that punt. But they are really great. I just want to draw your attention to them, because they're so lovely and we like lovely things, because this is Full Coverage, where lovely things happen, apart from that song. Should we take a break? Our break time. Okay, let's do it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So today's main feature, it's not even a main feature. The main feature is our highlights of the week, because it's your highlights of the week. It's your highlights of the week. It's your highlights of the week. I asked you guys to send in your highlights of the week, what products you've been loving lately, and so many of you did, and you're all amazing. We're going to play a bunch of them now. We're going to play a bunch of them on another episode. Hopefully this is something we'll do more often, because I really, really love sharing the show with you, and love hearing what you're using, because it opens my eyes and enables me to buy new things. Thank you very much.
Hi, Pop Fam. Susie Nightingale here. And my highlight of the week was actually not a physical reality yet, because it was the whole of Full Coverage Facebook group wetting their knickers over the Lisa Eldridge new lipsticks. It was kind of hilarious and wonderful to be caught up in the excitement of it all. And I may have gone in twice and done two separate orders because I am a monster. I was quite restrained at first, and I got the Velvet Blush lip kit because beautiful, and I got Red Dragon because amazing, and then I checked out and felt very pleased with myself, and then about 5 minutes later, literally, I went back and bought more. I can't even remember what I got. I know Carnival was one of them, and I think Fawn and Affair. Anyway, looking forward to getting them. Bye.
Hello, PodFam. It's Siobhan, and I have chosen for my highlight of the week. I'm cheating. It's not just one thing. It's six things. It's the Hannah Martin and My John Lewis beauty box, which is incredible. It's got fabulous, wonderful things in it, including Bobbi Brown Vitamin Enriched Face Base, MAC Mascara in Extreme Dimension, By Terry Terribly Eye Pencil, Charlotte Tilbury The Queen of Glow Luxury Palette, two Clarins Natural Lip Perfectors, luxury sample size, and a full-size NARS blush in Deep Throat. It's incredible, and I am cheating. It's not just one thing. It's all of those delicious things that are my highlights of the week. Yay!
Hi, Lindsay and Harry. Love the pod. I'm a longtime Full Coverage listener, so I'm very happy to bring you my Highlight of the week. My highlight is the Ciate London Dewy Blush Glossy Cheek Tint. The shade that I have is Coconut, which I thought was going to be a little bit muddy on my extremely pale skin, but it gives me the most beautiful flush, smells like coconut, which is gorgeous, and makes me look very awake and refreshed on all of my Zoom calls. So thank you both for recommending this one, and looking forward to hearing the next episode. Thanks.
Hi, Pod Fam. This is Trisha Flowers. My highlight of the week, this is so bad, is the Ritual Defeat Dream Metamorphic Highlighter. It is a pink, copper, red glitter shift, and the proceeds of it went to supporting voting in the U.S. and all over the world. It was a wonderful project, and it is an absolutely beautiful highlighter and a beautiful texture, and I absolutely love it. You actually had to prove that you were registered to vote to get it, so it was a wonderful campaign, and it's gorgeous. And I just had to say my second highlight of the week has been our daily challenges. They are keeping me going and getting me out of bed in the morning, so I love everybody, and happy challenge. Thank you, Lindsay and Harry. Love you guys.
You lovely bloody lot. You lovely bloody lot. Thank you very much for everyone that called in and left a message. I appreciate it. We're going to hear from more of you in an episode coming up soon. But now it is time for my highlight of the week. It's just not the same on my own. It's not the same. My highlight of the week this week is the Elemis Limited Edition Super Size Pro Collagen Marine Cream that has been brought out throughout October to support Breast Cancer Now, Pink Agenda. I cannot speak. I've lost the ability to speak. Was stunned into silence by all of your highlights. Elemis produces this limited edition Pro Collagen Marine Cream every October to support breast cancer charities. £10 from the price of every purchase goes to the charity. It's a great way to support breast cancer charities if you are so inclined. If you would like to do so by buying a product, you can just give the money, or you can just check yourself and make sure you're seeing your doctor. But this is a great one. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's a good bargain. It's good value if you love Pro Collagen Marine Cream, which I do. I actually just finished last year's tub about a week ago, so I'm really excited that the new one is out. I don't want to be the person that is banging on about breast cancer awareness, because I know everyone is banging on about breast cancer awareness, but you know what? I am going to be the person that bangs on about breast cancer awareness, because my mum had breast cancer and she passed away when she was 58, which is far too bloody young. Because it could have been avoided with earlier detection and with treatment, which she did not have or get, and it makes me angry every day. So I want you all to be checking and testing the way I am checking and testing. I get a mammogram every year, which I have from being, I think, 35. No, younger than that, because my mum was, I was 34 when my mum passed away. So I was getting tested much younger, because she was diagnosed at such a young age. I am at high risk. I also have it in other members of my immediate family, so I'm very high risk. It is a disease and a cause that's very close to my heart, and it is just so treatable if we catch it early and if we take care of ourselves. It is, I know it's scary, I know it's weird, but it's all about loving yourself. Like, what's the point in all these self-care videos and Instagram posts and about, like, let's love ourselves, if we're not taking care of our health? Because if we're not around, how do you love yourself? So please, 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 please check. There's so many things online, places you can go and get information on how to self-check, on what to ask your doctor, on what you should know and what you should be doing. So please, please, please do it. And thank you, Elemis, and to all of the companies that support breast cancer awareness throughout the month of October. It is appreciated, and hopefully we're all looking after ourselves. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. I actually do feel a lot better than I did before I started. I was a bit stressed out. I've had a week. I've had a lot of weeks lately, but it's been a week. I'm supposed to be getting surgery on Friday, sinus surgery, and because America, there's been some insurance shenanigans, which I will not go into here, but now the surgery might not be happening and I don't know when I'll be having it. But anyway, it's just a lot of hassle and a lot of stress. But it was lovely just to sit down and talk about beauty with you, which is why I like doing it and hopefully why you like listening. If you are not already a member, you can go to facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast, click the top pinned post, and you will join our beauty group, our beauty chat. So come and join us. It's like 4,000 awesome people sharing awesome selfies and beauty tips and asking advice and sharing their knowledge. And it's just like the greatest, most joyous part of the internet that I absolutely love. You can find us on social media. You can find me at Lindsay Kelk all over, or at Full Coverage Pod. We're around. And you can find us on Patreon if you would like to support us on Patreon. Literally anything helps out, like literally a dollar is appreciated. It's just like, it means that you love us and it means that we know you love us. If you're not financially in a place to to help out, that's cool too. You could give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or share us with your friends. Every little bit helps, which is almost a Tesco commercial, but do they still say that? I don't even know. I've been gone too long. Anyway, I love you. I'm waffling. I'm going to go, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. I really enjoyed talking to you, and I'll see you again soon. Bye, guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.